It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome back into a holiday week edition of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner. Hope you enjoyed your Independence Day holiday festivities and the like. It's time for another broadcast of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio, and taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again, it's Jenny Lockwood, the Humane Educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue. Jenny, as always, appreciate all your hard work and joining us here on Pet of the Week and taking time out of your busy schedule. We're dealing with felines again this week. It's been a minute, and we got a new friend in Trina this week.
Yeah, it has been a little bit for cats, huh? So we are switching gears back to kitty cats, and Miss Trina is joining us today. She is a little domestic short hair, about 2 years old. She's got a really pretty little tortoise shell coat, and she's even got kind of some little white feet. She's a pretty little kitty cat. She's kind of a dainty little thing, too. So Trina is actually living in our catio, which we've talked about before, and I think I've expressed how much I love the catio. It's our group housing unit here on site, and it's a little trailer that also has a little outdoor area, so the cats can actually roam free in there, and it's all set up. It's very, you know, cat-like in there. It's got a bunch of shelves and drawbridges, and it's a really fun little place for the cats to be, and we can actually house up to 14 cats in there. So she is in there with other cats, so we do know that she is cat-friendly. She's a little bit young still, so she still does have a little bit of a playful personality. She likes to play with toys, and she's just a really friendly cat, now looking for a forever home.
Jenny, it sounds like a lot of good possible home situations for Trina. You said she's a young one and has a playful personality as well. So with that being said, what type of situations do you think would be best for Trina for her forever home situation? Because it sounds like she's got a lot to give.
Yeah, you know, I think so. I think you said it. I think she's got a lot of different kind of ways that she could go, knowing that she's friendly with other cats and can, you know, coexist with other cats. That means she could probably pretty easily transition into a home with another cat. She is playful, so if it's maybe, you know, another younger playful cat, that might be a good thing. They can kind of keep each other busy with their little cat antics. If she would be an only kitty, I think just making sure to know that she's playful still. So if you're looking for a cat that you want to interact with a bunch and have toys laying around for her to play with and such, she's your cat. Yeah, so I think she's just kind of one of those kitties with a really fun personality.
Well, Jenny, if some of our listeners wanted to possibly meet Trina or find out more information about this young cat, how would there be a phone number they can call or a website to visit to find out more information?
Absolutely, yeah. So all of our cats and dogs are listed on our website. It's Pet For You, PETFOR, U.com, and that shows everybody that's available. And then if there's any questions for us, you can give us a phone call, 816-271-4877.
And we'll have more information about Trina on our website under Pet of the Week. That's at northwestmoinfo.com. That's Jenny Lockwood, the Humane Educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue. Jenny, as always, thank you so much for doing it again, and hopefully with all your hard work, we can find Trina forever home.
Oh, hey, yeah, Eric, thank you. Thanks for always putting our animals out there for us.
We appreciate all your hard work, Jenny. Thank you so much. That's our Pet of the Week show here on Regional Radio.